One of the protocol lose an average of 34 pounds when get into the program quickly and is directed.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round. That pole she go, that sound it make when she hit the floor.
Go boom.
I wanna take her to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
So I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
P-Cow, P-N-T, king king we fucking with you tonight, man, let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain tree. 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 Make it rain tree.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get those pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At this door.
Yo. This is what's up. Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're featuring some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl Riding Shotgun. B-Dub, real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
For almost a decade, Ultra 90 has been helping over 100,000 people just like you manage their weight. Click your radio banner now and start dropping those extra pounds in time for summer. Blow people's minds when you arrive at that barbecue or pool party. Show them the new, sexier you. And make this summer the hottest summer of your life. Because Ultra 90 is as low as $22.50 a bottle and has been trusted for almost a decade. So click your radio banner now or go to ultra90.com today.
On a triple beam, I'm sticking to the script. You niggas skipping scenes. Be good or be good at it. Fucking right, I got my gun. Send me automatic. Yeah, put a dick in their mouth so I can. And fuck what they say, I'm high as a bitch. Up in the way, man. I come down in a couple of days. Okay, you want me up in the cage, then I'll come out in beast mode. I got this world stuck in a safe combination. In the cheap code, it's beefy, motherfucker, blood gang, and I'm in beast mode. All about my dope, but I don't even check the peephole. So you could keep knocking, but won't lock me down. lost, no love found.
It's a little too late, the fate is just falling down. You keep me when I was down, but what you say, it don't hurt.
That's right,
it don't hurt.
Than I had been in my whole entire life, I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to stab with the pen. I'm a little bit sicker than most, sipping to get sick again. Six data, competition is sick, but I get a hard stick from the chick now sicker than. I ain't never giving in again. Caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them. So why fuck when I join them, when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these whack cocksuckers off stage. Where the fuck you cotton gay when you need them? The mic from them, bitch, them up.
I'ma spin his chain.
Whenever you need me, you want me, you know you got me. I can get a short thing, support your friends. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. You can be my homie. I hate gold flags, I don't front. Call my ball and we all go on time. Out of my way, sneak out of all that. Whenever you call me, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call me, I'll roll up.
I try to stay at the business, but on the real, you're so obvious. And if you keep hitting me in your plans, picking up your man's gonna get on us. That white fence surrounding us, he be handcuffed and he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I can put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna rival me cause you say that he boring. What if you rolling cooking eggs in the morning? To spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you said
you
went for
it. You got me, you got me. I'll be here shortly. I'll be here
gon' help me. I can be the best friend, my homie. I ain't gon' fight, I'm not gon' fight. All this talk on night, I'm always seeing that whole.
Welcome to this. Hellbound Media.
What ain't on the beat, bruh?
Fonte, what it do?
All winter, spring clean, just to shine in the sun.
Hell up in the club,
it was full of hoes.
Summer in the south, so you already know. They barely wearing clothes, but still wearing heels. Summer in the south, so you know what it is.
So over ladies in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace the difference in your bushes. Who rock rules and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, macking whore, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, double passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honey Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needs. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends jump in the GM3. I got thinking I'm by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if he's a true player. Just a honey kid and money player, fellas like dummy. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby bag. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be lacking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that sign? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as you buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things that make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew? We can rendezvous at the bar around two. Plans to leave, throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one. So we can see on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and roaches. Great conversate for a few. Commit a few. We gonna do what we can't just do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do. Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Chip a honey, getting money, play a fella for dummy. You gotta run up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby,
how you living,
Biggie Small? Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream for a dollar and a dream. Still choked down, strapped with infrared beams. What? Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money for his clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure.
What?
So grams, I had to measure. However, living better now. Coochie sweat it out. Drop top BMs, I'm the man.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend. Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Check what I'm getting, honey. Play your fellas like dummy. You got to come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby, here we are. Check it out. Boy, James, y'all. Biggie Small, Biggie Small, Biggie Small, Biggie Small, Biggie Small, Biggie Small,
Biggie Small, you know what it is, real talk, man, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, just ride with me for a second. We get ready to take things to a whole nother level, man. You know what it is. You know how it goes down.
Live from Progressive. Phone here. Today, I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big, astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Hey, this is Gina here with you. What's in my player this week is the brand new one from Canadian rockers Theory of a Dead Man called The Truth Is, and it's in stores now. Theory of a Dead Man, absolutely don't disappoint with this one. You should definitely check it out for yourself, along with their killer new video that's quite funny, I must say, called Low Life. It's all on music.yahoo.com.
That's what's in my player at music.yahoo.com.
what's happening, man? This is T.I., and this is Yahoo Music.
This is Yahoo Music.
Yahoo Music.
Yeah.
Yo, ride with me, man.
Full of flower savers.
no more dead than my grandma in the tall paper. Don't nobody give a damn and they lie on haters. Everybody going hell, I'm worried y'all stay on it.
And following each other too much.
Quit following niggas, man. Not me, baby. Hey, yeah, karma got them real bad. Off the weed game and a couple Gucci bags. Are we really breaking Wilkins back? Yeah. The truth ain't hard to find. You can't have to Google that. No more teachers, no more students, no more laws. Home and school. This job is to the point where we all lose. Go so hard till I pause everybody movement.
Yeah.
Lay back, holla back. Holla back, Legion. I feel you. I'm watching my haters off in my rear view. I've been grinding all night cause the bills do. Making real moves and I'm doing what the real do. I used to whine, sell a stress, leave me alone. But I'm good cause it only made me strong. Still wouldn't change shit, I love going through the struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. Hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my nigga. Black president, like what that supposed to mean? These niggas still getting jacked off out the wing. Niggas still getting their goals kicked, no shit. Job still hard to find his back and let it go. Hanging in the doing tracks to make you dance silly. I do it for the struggle for sales to Kansas City. This how I'm rocking, but the topic not an option. I'm lying. Better do something, get rich and die trying. Niggas still be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it. Be a leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. It's a lot of niggas losing their pride. They'll swallow up. It's a lot of bandwagon trying to save power. Taking care of our kids like father got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the sideways of voting now. Both of them are ready for bad, but when it go down, what goes around comes around. That's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is the month that made karma famous.
On a low bro, I was so broke. Fell to my last resent, had to do something. My child support was goofy. I mean, lost my job. Boy, got fired, went to the street and got higher, trapping all night. I was so tired, then I woke up from the nightmare and I was chained. What you thinking, Ted? I'm not. Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot, but she blew me. This woman is trying to clean me up. This the track is true because I think that she knows me, but I may not know her. It must be my persona. She looks so good, and I'm getting because I want her. She's gripping for the shit. I'm making moves on the beat. I'll make a groove. Cried with my ambition. She's buying her two pops back. So she's just 96, and you still haven't found him. But picture me rolling. Lord knows I hate him up until the end of time. Me against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up when thugs cry on my block. I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many fears trapped to feel it's fundamental and never changes. Just a different day. Same.
Watch me. H.S.
Real talk. You know what it is. And that's what we definitely doing, man. Like they watching us. We watching them. We letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. This is what they do to that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame. To national artists that are changing the game. You got to get in where you fit in. You got to do what you got to do. The number 347-934-0318. Real talk. That's what's up. That's what's happening, y'all. I told you, man, my dude H is going to come through and kill that verse, man. Real talk. It is what it is. And like I said before, man, so much shit's popping off. Man, I hope you're paying attention. I hope you got plenty of weed. I hope you got plenty of what you need to definitely understand where we're getting ready to go with this thing. On Where They Do That Radio is all about the urban experience. You hear me say this time and time again, but, yo, it's a reality, ladies and gentlemen. It is a reality. It's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. So you got to get in where you fit in. Yo, if this music is moving you, if it's definitely making you get into the right vibe of things, then you're definitely at the right place at the right time. Yo, you can definitely check us out also on Ustream because we're definitely doing it on Ustream, www.ustream.com/SBTV. Well, again, that's www.ustream.com. twitch.tv/SP Network. Real talk, it is what it is. We're going to be dropping some videos on that thing, too. So, y'all, I'm open for requests, you know what I'm saying? You know, some of your favorite artists, we got it up in there. We're going to definitely run it. We definitely going to let everybody, let them do what they do. Real talk, what I'm getting ready to do before I jump on the line to see what's up, see what's happening, see where you doing it at, I'm going to drop some more joints on you right quick. Real talk, I got some shit that you done heard before. And I got some shit you ain't never heard before. Real talk, that's what we're here for. We're here to definitely bring the pain, let everybody know what's up and what's happening. Man, this next joint I'm finna drop on you for my man Pudolini. It's called All I Want Is Money. Real talk, you're hearing this live on Where They Do That At Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame, man.
Yeah. thing, something like intense. Shaking nigga mad brain, something like the wind. See the bad thing fucking with it is. It's a chicken in the half brains, dummy like a bitch. So I try to show her about the world and about just who we really are. And where we come and how we still have to go really far. Like, baby, look at how we live broke on the boulevard. But all she ever want me to do is unhook the bar. And all I really want is for her to go down low. Before you know it, she wet enough to get down slow. And all that deep shit I was previously down for. Replaced by freak shit I am currently down for. You see, I peaked it, pussy is power. That's what I'm feeling, we get knowing that pussy is power. And how it feels to feel that feeling you feeling when you be drilling that shit. Got a saying you be killing that shit. And all the pain the world cause, she be healing that shit. And now that ain't your girl, dog, but you be feeling that shit. And you just wanna tell her everything she might get. But in the meantime, it's lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights, yo. Now everything just seems so right, yo. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. But now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gonna be alright. We like not sell mirrors on the ceiling. She said she wanna blow L's. I hear her and I'm willing. But every time I smoke well, a nigga mind gone. So that every word I spoke well, I'm trying to put her on, but she couldn't hear me. I told her all about how we've been living a lie. And if they love to see us all go to prison or die. Like, baby, look at how they show us on the TV screen. But all she ever want me to do is unzip her jeans. And all I really want is for her to get on the top. Before you know where she working, jumping, and not stop. And all that net shit I was previously talking. It's now that wet shit that I'm currently lost in. And why that sweat trip, I am reminded all the times my brother told me that pussy is lying. The more I grow, the more y'all seem to stay the same. Don't even know the rules, but yet y'all trying to play the game. And ain't it shameful how niggas blame hoes for giving up. But maybe that took two to make. Coward niggas, you would think. How you gonna look in your son's face and tell your wife they gon' start another family, dog? What type of shit is that? It's okay. Rubbed my head and told me to relax. And you make a damn proper like she was recording stuff. But I heard you want to change the world, but put a knife through. Just reach over and hit the light, please. Light, please. Turn off the light. Now everything just seems so bright. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Light, please. Light, please. Turn off the light. Now everything just seems so bright. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Light, please. Light, please. Light, please. Light, please. Turn off the light, light, please. Yeah. Yo, that's my man J. Cole. Real talk. We gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna hit you with my man Trap with Georgia Tag. You know what it is, man. You know what it is.
Trap Members.
Running out of gas, I'm moving like a fool. money, don't understand. I with my hood, you see that quick and never stand. I'm a slugger, ride a bike, you can catch me with it. My hood up, you be like, what the hell is that? All the chrome-headed dogs looking like a turbo jet. And I'm get some gasoline and don't even take that fucking shit. And I'm bucking out the gate, pulling hopping out the pit. All black, rally stripes, look like real immaculate. I didn't get another way, I'm probably leaving with your bitch. Fuck your seats in the rear, fuck your cars, what's the nigga, yeah. Don't feel the phone, boy, and don't believe your head, yeah. Positive traction on your whole G.
Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 9080. You're definitely in the building on Where They Do to That Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Who we got checking in on Where They Do to That Radio?
Yeah. This is your boy DJ Cole and Curry there, man. And King Cooper.
Okay, what's up, Philadelphia Spine is definitely checking in, man. What's good with you, man?
Nah, man, we chillaxing. We just had some, what the fuck did we just have? We had some kush. We had some Kool-Aid kush, right? Some shit from Cali. It's called Kool-Aid kush. Like, I never heard of this shit a day in my life, but oh my gosh. Like, it was from a medical marijuana shop. Like, whoa.
Damn, okay, y'all got some good shit. Y'all got that medically cleared FDA. You know what I'm saying? Certified shit over there. I feel you, man. That was up.
High ain't the word.
High ain't the word. Okay. Y'all ain't hallucinating yet. Y'all ain't seeing shit. Y'all ain't supposed to see shit.
A satellite. We to infinity right now, for real.
I feel you.
We like to infinity now right now.
I see y'all real high. Y'all medically cleared and y'all up out of here. I feel you, man. Damn it, yo. Real talk. Hey, y'all getting it like it's called Kool-Aid Kush. Damn it, man. I feel you. That was up. Hey, don't be like my man CO the vet was. Somebody tried to sell him some what it was, some German perp and some pit bull. Yo, real talk. I'm like, anything that's got pit bull, you don't need to smoke that shit. That's just a no-no right there. And, you know, that German shit, I don't know about that either, man. I'm just saying. But, you know, Kool-Aid kind of sounds a little more tame. That's what my brother fuck with, you know. You know, we fuck with Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying. It is what it is. But definitely, man, that was up, man. Real talk, a lot of stuff getting ready to pop off, man. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, a lot of good music up in this thing. Got a lot of fans definitely supporting the movement. Whole bunch of stuff definitely getting ready to go down, man. You know, I've been really trying to
I guess the best way to say it is just hold my peace and hold my own and hold it in the road while all this stuff pop off. But at the same token, you know me, man. You know what I'm saying? From time to time, I tend to shake shit up from time to time. And that's just my M.O., man. So real talk, we're going to see how everything progresses. But real talk, well, I got you locked in, man. Let them folks know how they can get at DJ Kool. They want to definitely, you know, get in the mix and find out what's up, what's happening, man. Now, my man DJ Kool, he's straight. Now, let them know how they can get at you, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. On Twitter, Business Boy Sims, M.A., at Business Boy Sims, that is, M.A. Facebook, Samuel Successful Sims, Triple S, you know?
What's up? Real talk, Triple S. He said, man, you know what's up? What's happening, man? That shit must be good. I hear y'all are getting vibing like a motherfucker. I feel you, man. Real talk on what they do to that radio. It is what it is. We got the folks checking in, chiming in, doing what they do. I got some shit for you. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all keep that Kool-Aid Kush going around, man. Because what I'm finna drop on you, man, is going to have you be like, you think you high right now. I got something that's going to really make you high. Real talk on what they do to that radio. Just hold on to your socks. That's all I'm finna say, man. Real talk on where they do that radio. You already know how we do it, man. So, y'all, don't go no way. We finna definitely see what's up. We finna see what's happening. See what we got checking in on where they do that radio, man.
All right, man.
You already know. You already know. Real talk, man. They passing around Kool-Aid Kush. I feel you. That what's up. Yo, caller, last four digits of the number 6141. You're definitely in the building on where they do that radio. Who we got checking in on where they do that? Caller 6141. Maybe they got me on hold. Maybe they trying to get a hold of that Kool-Aid Kush. I don't know. Real talk, it is.
My phone was on mute. My bad.
Okay. So your phone on mute. I feel you. I thought you was on that, you know, on that Kool-Aid Kush. I'm like, damn it.
Wait a minute. The crazy thing, I done said a whole spiel and everything. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yo, what's up with you, man? Let the world know who we got checking in on where they do that radio.
It's the one and only Miss Rare Breed.
Okay, Miss Rare Breed in the building. That's what's up. That's what's happening, man. Yo, real talk. You ever heard of Kool-Aid Kush?
No, I heard of Kool-Aid though. I like that Yurple. I like Yurple Kool-Aid.
Yurple. Tell me what Yurple is, man.
That's when you mix the yellow and the purple together.
Oh, okay.
You know how you get the mismatch. Kool-Aid, somebody that used some Kool-Aid. You know how you mix color. You know, black people inventive and everything. You know, you ain't quite get every, you know, you might not have got all the packs you need to get, so you had to.
That Yurple. Yo, real talk, that Yurple, that yellow and that purple. That Yurple, real talk. I feel you. Yurple. That shit sounds good, man. I feel you. That what's up. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I got to try that. I'm going to look in the refrigerator and see if we got some Yurple up in there, man. I know we got some yellow and some purple, some yellow and gray. You know what I'm saying? Something. We'll see what's up. Real talk, it is what it is. A lot of stuff popping off. You know what I'm saying? Good look on that song, the new joint that you just released, the No Turbulence. Man, tell us a little bit about how that whole joint popped off with you, man.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. I did the song with Country Pimp, which that was with a Cowgirl song, and we were supposed to go do it.
I think we just lost the feed, man. Damn it, yo. She got to call back in. She was finna give us a skinny. Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, real talk, we're going to keep it all the way 100. I think we lost her, but I think she's going to be back in just a second. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. On where they do to that radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. What we finna do right now is I'm finna give you some more of this subliminal shit. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Because I got some subliminal shit. I got some shit that, you know what I'm saying? I got some shit for the real listeners. I got some shit for the folks that, you know what I'm saying? You know, they just need a little, you know, I guess we'll go warm up, a little tease to kind of get the mind right. What I'm going to do right here, though, I'm going to get everybody mind in the direction I need to be. Check this out.
So wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for it. It took Bill 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy, just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport? Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off. Take your drawers off. Go on over there. You think you free white and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Think if he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport, wouldn't it?
See ya. Sean Trump, nigga. You know what time it is? I was old and new. That theme music right here, nigga. I count. Let's go. My real niggas right here. Wake up in the morning, this right here. They say I'm cocky, fuck 'em. I say I got a reason. A nigga cross me, fuck 'em. I'ma leave 'em bleeding. See, I'm finally eating. Yeah, I'm doing good. Show me love, homie. We from the same hood. It's Tom Trump, boy. See, I be everywhere. I've been around the world. You ain't never there. My jeans sagging, my folks is all white. I grind all day, I shine all night. Taking this money, I be everywhere that cheddar be. I hear your baby mind rolling off that ecstasy. I'm a star, you a little nigga next to me. In the sad spot, that's that weapon be. I get up in the morning, I go check the paper. Ain't never been no sucker, ain't never been no hater. I did it from the muscle, ain't never been no favors. I'm playing this place the borders, we serve them just like this. This is what them D-boys, this they theme music, like that Kush up, drink some lean to it. This is for my goons who really wreck out. See all that rah-rah, look at you checked out. All my boys don't rap, but they all shoot. Shout out to Jim Lack, what up, Beirut? West side of Philly, still up in Steve's bar. My nigga up on Ruby Street, knocking that weed off. Five cold for life, what up, PR? My cousin Lisa, send you suckers to the ER. Top notch, Coon Gang, you know who we are. Young Black Mob, and I'm the leader. I get up in the morning, I go and take the paper. Ain't never been no sucker, ain't never been no leader. I did it from the muscle, ain't never for no favor. I'm playing place the orders. When them players play, let the beat knock. You hit them 808. It's for them big cars with the big feet. I hit the club 100 feet like I'm Big Meat. All eyes on me when I come through. Groovy girls trying to kick it like Kung Fu. I get them loose off that goose and that tycoon. That Cali Kush, man, I get it from my Dabu. I be riding like my hockey's out on five dudes. I'm doing a beam in the bit and I'm high too. I got the last blast. I hope I'm freak niggas. Just salute me because I did it for the street. Yeah. I get up in the morning. I go and take that paper. Ain't never been no sucker. Ain't never been no leader. I did it for the muscle.
I did it for the muscle, nigga. I ain't asked nobody, though.
Talk on where they do to that radio. I don't know if y'all been paying attention. I don't know if y'all been reading. I don't know if you've been listening.
to the news lately. But real talk, I got some real slick shit. I'm finna let you know what's going down. I dropped it off on the air last week. And damn it, like I said, I got my control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet. But when he leave, I be talking again. Real talk, man. I'm going to drop two clips on you right quick. Yo, and they're going to pretty much tell you the whole business. Real talk, it is what it is. I want everybody to understand and know this is not a motherfucking test. This is not a joke. This is real. As real as the air you fucking breathe, and as real as everything that's in existence. You're going to hear this live on Where They Do That Radio, and I'm going to give you some commentary to go with it that's going to save your life, literally. Real talk is what it is. Check this shit out. Yeah, I'm gonna give you. Check this out. Listen real closely.
Some weird phone calls, man, like two random people. Illuminati, they don't talk, man. They get on the phone. Like, right?
What do you think about that? What do you think about the Illuminati? You think,
you know, what's crazy? Me traveling the world, I meet so many different people, like from Vatican, from, I met, like, ill painters that meet other, like, billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they always tell me, like, you know, nobody's ever going to know about the Illuminati if there is one, but it is out there. There is a force of people that just, like, control everything, and money doesn't mean a damn thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's no price to what they do. There's no value.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, I met this guy in Utah. I don't want to snitch him out. Indian guy
mm-hmm.
in India. But he calls Obama whenever he wants, like, the stocks to go up in each country. So if Obama's like, yo, we're doing deals with Russia, so we're doing deals with Poland, and Obama wants, like, the stocks to go up, he'll make a phone call, and then the stocks will just go up. And that's his job. I give this guy a handshake, you know, and then he's looking at my hands, like, you know, because we're doing press, like,
mm-hmm.
for Wire Image or some shit mm-hmm. in Toronto. So I gave him, like, a handshake. But you know the hip hop shit. You point like
right.
the gun point. So he's like, "Oh shit, that's the new sign." But I didn't peep that he was telling me that at that moment. I just wanted to take a photo.
Wow.
He thinks I'm gangster. He has all the G-Unit mixtapes. He thinks I went to Catholic school, bro. Like I don't know nothing, but he's like, "I'm gangster. I kill it, and I still walk around with Uzi." Right. So this guy, You know, I always thought about, like, you know, Jay-Z doing these signs. Everybody's doing, like, signs trying to connect with other people. But meeting him, like, just him randomly telling me, oh, that's the new sign, then he did it. He did the gun sign. So he assumed that that's the new way of communicating to whoever is in the hierarchy. Because he's assuming, because I fuck with 50, right. I'm already in the hierarchy that I understand the whole symbolism of whatever right. they do. What do you got to say to that? You're not scared? Like, you know, they might, like...
Nah. Because at the end of the day, it's about power and control.
Yeah.
You know, they control the world. You know what I'm saying? It's already there. It's just a matter of, like... You know, people wanting to be aware of it, make a game out of it, do whatever. It's just, you know, people want to know what's going on. We're in the age of knowledge right now, it's all about trying to figure out what's what. You know, globally
yeah.
connecting, you see a lot of stuff come through the internet. It sparks people's interest. It's the boogeyman, you know what I'm saying?
You know what else, Lupe? They know that, you know, we don't read. Not just black people, but...
We.
Yeah. This section of, like, the world where people just don't give a fuck about what's going on, they just depend on the news. They don't read, so... You know, I've been reading, like, Angels and Demons and all this fucking, the Lost Symbol.
I'm reading that right now, actually.
But I'm, like, a fan of all, you know, they're never going to tell you the truth, but it's good to understand or know and just be aware that there's some shit going on. Do you feel that you have to play the game in order to survive in the hip-hop, like, you know, just to be successful in hip-hop?
Well, if you know what you're doing and you got a message and you got a kind of a game plan, you know, I got a full game plan. You know, for me, this is all middle game. You know, my end game is very wicked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The stuff I want to get out of this. So as long as you got that in mind, you know what you're trying to get to, you know, it is what it is. Play as much as you want at the end of the day.
Yeah.
As long as you get what you want out of it, then so be it, you know.
You don't
be no sucker, man, you know.
Know what's up, me, you sucker. Know what's up, me, you sucker. I should black the eye.
You are now watching
one-on-one. I think they saw it. I don't think they expected that. I don't think they expected the backlash. Yeah, the petition first. Petition was 30,000 signatures.
Wow.
And they did the protest. And initially the protest before they got a release date, it was 1,000 people that were going to come down. And then after they got the release date, only like 250 people came down. You know, so it's still kind of like a crazy kind of thing, but I don't think they expected that. You know, so to see that kind of like the fans are like, yo, we want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, give it to us. You know, fuck Lupe. Give it to us. Give us a copy of it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
To see that come out, it really shocked them.
Why we got to wait for the TV then?
Don't you want it real good,
John? Yeah, but he wanted it. He been gave it to you like 2 years ago.
You know,
do you feel by them fucking with you and your music releases, like, it opens up the gate for these other new cats that's coming out? There's a lot of cats out there that look up to you, and they're kind of, like, coming out the same style, kind of, even the dressing, the whole aura of Lupe. Do you feel that, you know, that situation?
You know, to each his own, you know, and the way I put it is, if you can trace it back to me, then I'm good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you're already doing the service. It's like, yo, the whole thing is we were inspired to do this because of Lupe. And it's not like I'm trying to be the king of the world or I got these niggas on lock and they're trying to be like me or nothing like that. It's more so just about to see that and to see that homage being paid in certain aspects. For me, I take it as like, cool, and then jump on songs with them. You know what I'm saying? And they're my homies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's go on tour together. Let's make it a real thing because we're all trying to push this positive, conscious kind of message through, you know, stand up for who you are, don't let nobody put you down kind of situation for me. And as long as they kind of emulating that and that's coming out as well, because you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference from the new kind of hipster kids that are coming up rapping and the things that they're talking about as opposed to the new gangster kind of influenced kids that are coming out. You know what I'm saying? You can see there's a sheer difference. So for me, as long as they on that same kind of wavelength of pushing positivity, I'm good.
I'm a bust of juice, one of them girls you can knock down, you get up, regardless of the weather, rain, cold snow, push through the storm.
So do you feel like the labels or the powers that may be don't want you to go that route, they want you to do a little extra where the negativity comes out in creatively promoting negativity with positivity? The way Kanye is, he's like, have a toast to the dirtbags, toast to the assholes. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking grabbing bikes from fucking white bitches. Like, do you feel like he was a conscious, like, cat? Now he's, like, wilding out.
Well,
we're a little creativity because the wilding out there's a message and
it's focused.
Yes, yeah, there's a focused situation where, you know, there is a message in what he's saying, but at the end of the day, it's like a shock value to it.
Yeah,
I'm like, holy shit, he just said that.
We live in a culture based on salacious, you know, outdoing the last salacious thing. You know what I'm saying? Outdoing the last kind of shock treatment kind of thing that happened before. You know, and that we set the bar higher and higher for us to the point where now. The game shows used to be double dead. They used to just throw goo on you and shit, right? But now there's downfall where they throwing your personal possessions off the side of a fucking building. So it's like,
crazy, right? I'm over here like walling out. I just feel like, you know, no homo. I feel like 8 pictures in my book. They're like 6 chicks. When did you go to jail? Did you plan that?
I was thinking about it. Damn, this was talking about it. Talking about last night.
Can we check you in jail today? Go get some agency real quick.
You are now watching One-on-One.
Can you give me the title of the album? The
album is Lasers.
Wait, what did this come about?
It stands for love always shines every time. Remember to smile.
Get out of here.
I mean,
what, yo, you smoking some good shit. Where'd that come from, man?
But you know, you need that. You need that, man. You gotta have balance. If we ain't got no balance, we just out of control. Even in the most out of control people, they got balance. They got their space where they go to and get regular for a little bit, then come back out and be crazy again.
You think that's it, though? That's the ultimate conclusion in everything we do. Love is the answer.
Yes, sir.
You need love in order to keep it moving.
Yeah, you gotta have love. That's the one thing that in everything that has happened in the world, every downfall of society, the oppressors and the evil people in the world is always trying
that's
to crush
word,
everything,
yeah.
But they can never crush love.
Mm.
You know, the human capacity to show love to another person. You know, you can't do that.
Damn! Ooh, it's a devastating mic and haters, hurt. Down! Ooh! Ooh, left hand hate, KO'd by love.
Is there a place that people could, like, read your blog or, you know, or your input?
Oh, well, you know, we just started a book club. Last week we actually read this book called Empire of Illusion.
That's just for the white people out there?
No, it's open to everybody. That's the point. We're doing it to kind of raise awareness with literacy, because there's 50 million functioning illiterates in the United States of America right now.
That's a lot of white people, you
sure?
Yeah. Damn, that's a lot of white people.
So... The next book we're actually reading, now we're trying to read like a book a week, and so the next book is Revolutionary Suicide, the Memoirs of Huey P. Newton, and it's a cool piece because he didn't know how to read.
Oh, wow.
He taught himself to read.
What the fuck out of here?
He was functionally illiterate until he was about, like, graduated high school or something like that.
What?
So it's kind of good to kind of see somebody who was in the same position, you know, go up to do great things and what have you, you know. But it's that's what we're trying to do right now, so...
One of the biggest things is the Child Rebel thing. Like, what's up with that, man?
Child Rebel Soul.
Yeah, Child Rebel.
Me, Kanye, and Pharrell.
Yeah,
we're just trying
that?
To.
Is that still in the film?
We did a few records. It was like 2-3 years in the making. We did that Glow in the Dark tour. And we were on tour together. We were doing some records. So we might. You know, it's one of those side projects. Kanye got his thing. You know, Pharrell doing NERD. I got my shit.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of.
So the fans out there.
The fans want it, though. People love
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? We had that one song that we threw out. And it was like one of the top 100 songs of 2007.
Wow.
With no push, no radio, no none of that shit. It was just a record we threw out there.
Damn.
So. We'll see.
What's the number one record people just go nuts that you perform out there?
On stage?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got like three. We do Kid Push Send It
yeah.
Up. Go Gadget Flow Send It Up. And, shit. What else Send It Up?
You want to give
it up? I said my life Send It Up.
Oh, wow.
If I said my life Send It Up.
How does it feel to be, you know, and how do you feel right now, the, you know, the whole atmosphere of what's going on in hip-hop? Is everything cool with you, or you just got this negativity with the
well, if it wasn't no negativity in the industry, I wouldn't have a job.
Oh, huh.
You know, so I'm here to bring, you know, the counter argument to that. You know,
mm.
And I fuck with all them. I fuck with everybody that's out there doing the nonsense, and I fuck with all the people trying to put the not doing the nonsense, so to speak. You know, so I'm not trying to be like a hypocrite or pointing anybody
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, you're playing the game.
No, I'm not in the mirror. I'm inside you. Let me dodge you.
Fuck you. Die, you son of a bitch.
Put the gun down.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm still alive.
So am I, too. You can't kill a spirit even if you try to. So just sold to me. Did I remind you? You remember that night you prayed to God to give anything to
you? Yo, real talk. Now, that interview just, you know, it got my man Loopy in a lot of hot water. But at the same token, I'm trying to show you some shit. I'm trying to show you some shit from a whole nother perspective. You know what I'm saying? Of really what the business is. real talk, you know, because with this next clip I'm going to run, and, you know, I'm going to open the line up for, you know, for my artists to definitely chime in and definitely ride with this for a second. Real talk, you got to understand and know I want you to pay attention to everything that's being done. I want you to pay attention to the music that you're hearing in mainstream media. I want you to pay attention to the shit you're seeing on television. I want you to pay attention to everything around you. And then at the end of it, after you smoke one and realize what the hell is going on, then ask yourself the question, what is it that they're not saying? All right? It's all right for us to talk about a whole bunch of stuff that is only going to lead us off a cliff. But the minute we start to become somewhat awakened to the fact that, wait a minute, we can't keep going down the same path and expecting different results. We can't keep doing the same shit and expecting something different. You know what I'm saying? Every person that gets put on top who doesn't bring a level of awareness to really what the people that are on the bottom can't see, it's a misconception. It's an unspoken truth in the industry. I deal with these guys day in, day out, labels, artists, you name it, industry execs, coast to coast, state to state, country to country. And real talk, a lot of artists that are in mainstream want to be able to really, you know, do more than what they're doing. So real talk, you know, so I'm going to bring some artists on that definitely can really shed some light on this and really let the folks really know what the business is. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It is what it is. My number is 347-934-0318. Yo, Miss Red Breeze, you still out there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You heard the first clip, so, you know, I'm definitely ready for you to definitely let the fans know what's up and what's happening from, you know, from your perspective and everything in terms of just really what all this.
Actually, right before I got on the radio station, I called this person the wise man. He's the person that I call when I'm having a problem because, I don't know, it seems like it's only a certain amount of handful of people who can actually explain me to myself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't mean to sound crazy, but I'm a very different individual, and sometimes I can't figure out the problem myself, so I have to call somebody, and this person is able to speak to my soul, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I usually call him when I have a problem. He don't even care. Like, I might not even call him regular. I might just up and call, hey, I got a problem. I need you to solve this, or I need you to give me some sort of insight. But we was talking about Lupe because he was like, you know, because he listens to my music and he's been critiquing my music since, you know, since I started. So
right.
I called him like, well, have you heard my new stuff? He's like, no, I haven't heard it. So, you know, I allowed him to hear some of my new music. He's like, okay. But we were talking about Lupe, and it's funny that you played this clip because he was telling me about what happened before Lupe's album came out. Because Lupe is like, I don't want to say he's bipolar, but he's like, for somebody who's a grinder and who has a purpose in life and who knows their purpose in life, if they can't do their purpose, they don't want to be here because God sent you here with a purpose.
Okay.
God sends us here with a purpose. Yeah, we know it's hell on earth, whatever you want to call it, but God sends us here with a purpose. We are his children. We're here to do a job. And because he wasn't able to do his job, because through his music he speaks a message, which all of you guys, if you're a Lupe fan, you know that. But actually before, before the label called him and told him that they were going to put the album out, they had put him on the shelf. His fans had petitions signed because they wanted his album. You know, he
right.
was actually getting ready to kill himself. He was like, you know, fuck it. I don't want to be here. If I can't do what I was sent here for, I don't want to be here. So it's just, you know, it's really by the grace, well, not really by the grace of God, this was supposed to happen, that, you know what I'm saying, that his album did come out. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to kill myself, but I can pretty much understand where he was at that standpoint when you have a message and you're trying to do something positive and somebody is constantly blocking you.
That's right. That's right. You know, the struggle is this. I always tell artists that the music doesn't get real until you have an internal struggle.
True.
The internal struggle will become an external struggle. And this is what's going to draw people to you. Just from this side of the fence, imagine you being an artist like yourself,
mm-hmm.
and all while you're independent, you have say-so over everything you say and do and how you interact with your fans and the message and the image that you want to put out for your fans. All right? And let's say you get to a point along this journey where you become more and more popular, more and more famous, more and more people know who you are, to a point where just your name alone represents a magnitude of people who are clinging to your every word. That's a level of influence. And then once you gain a certain level of influence, the industry, those that are within the industry. Now, I want you to understand and know this. If you examine the facts, every person, from Tupac, Biggie, all the way down to the latest what we have with the Lupe situation, DMX, everyone who decides, we'll throw Eminem in there. We'll throw Lil Wayne in there. We'll throw everybody that's big in this industry in there. The minute the external struggle is too much for you to handle, all right, keep in mind, you're a cash catalyst for the industry because they feel that they have made you who you are. And it is very true. A lot of people will not talk about it directly. But if we look at things in a certain way, you'll be able to figure it out. There are certain things that they show us right in our face, but we just dismiss it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And because we dismiss it, we just simply call it coincidence or it's just a strange thing or we just really don't know. It really doesn't concern us. You know, it is what it is. Now, woe be it to the listener or the fan who really believes the image that was being put out there. So if the image is of a right perspective, that's one thing. But once the image is being tainted with something other than what that person is, did they choose to be put in that position? Or was that a position that they was placed in that they now have to play out? Usually it's kind of 50, it's 50-50. A lot of times artists are put in a certain position. They realize after the fact this is what they got to do in order to keep a paycheck coming in. So as long as they have to basically do what they have to do, a decision has to be made. And, yes, a lot of times, a lot of these artists at the end of the day are unpleased with their position in life because they have all this influence, yet they can't say what they really want to say and do what they really want to do. And they have no one to relate to because they have progressed to a realm where very few people can ever get to see. And the sad part of it all is that I tell the industry all the time, and I say the industry for numerous reasons. I tell the industry all the time that, you know, the industry fears real artists because real artists have a true passion for the craft, and they will not compromise their passion for the craft just to do something that's going to just make a quick hit and a quick buck. But unfortunately, if they are approached by the industry, they will end up selling their soul for it.
And, which is true.
Which is very true. This is just not a saying that's a passing fad. Literally, figuratively, physically, this is what happens to a lot of our entertainers that we look up to. And then they are made to become...
As well.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And then there's also the artists that they see the potential in that they already know because, I mean, I'm not even going to lie, I have been approached. And mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute, because there are ones in my family, you know what I'm saying, who've
right.
had certain ties. And,
that's
I mean,
right.
you'll be surprised how many black families have ties to that.
That's right.
And,
that's
you
right.
know, it was someone before me that made, you know what I'm saying, so I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, they decided that they were going to struggle, so I wouldn't, or so I wouldn't be approached. I mean, I still was approached. They're going to approach you. They're going to continue to approach me, you know what I'm saying, but it's now I've been taught, you know what I'm saying, there's certain things I will say, well, my grandmother, there were certain things that she said to me that I didn't quite understand. Now I understand because now I know what she said. She's like, well, when you see this, do this. When you see that, do this. You know what I'm saying? So you have to learn to listen. You have to learn to look and listen, number one, before you act. And there's, you know, there's a lot of knowledge that I know now, You know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of research that I've done over the years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just have to prepare yourself because now it's time for us to fight. You know, God has prepared his soldiers. He's giving you, you know, preparation. He's giving you the strength that you need. Now you need to have faith. And it's time. It's soon. We're going to have to fight. And, it, you know,
that's right.
you're either going to lay down, you go get down and lay down.
That's
or
right.
Fight back.
That's right. You're going to have to fight back. Exactly. You have to understand that, you know, it's so subtle, but yet it's so sinister. And
it's
so...
Right,
it's right in our face, and this is what bothers me so much in being the position that I am. It's like, you know, I talk to a lot of the youth. You know, they tell me, you know, I like this particular song, I like this particular artist, this is that, boom, boom, pow, pow. And then I really get into the meat and potatoes of really why they like them. And the symbolism that they use bothers me because they don't really truly understand where that symbolism comes from. They just think it's hip, they just think it's cool, they just think it's the end thing. And it's like, okay, well, if you knew that if I gave you a can of Coca-Cola, and just because it says Coca-Cola, you know, Coca-Cola, you know, it's a drink that makes everything pop on this, that, and the other. But if you saw me put a, you know, a tenth of poison in this Coca-Cola, and I dressed it up and made the can golden and bright and shiny and put it in a glass case, and I told you to drink it, you wouldn't drink it because you knew what was in it. I couldn't make
it. But you know what? If they knew the history of Coca-Cola, they wouldn't drink it.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm really trying to go somewhere with that. Definitely. If they knew what it was, if they knew the history of it, they wouldn't drink it. But because it says Coke and I said drink it and it's great and it's this and it's that, you're going to do that. But it's certain things that people will see that will not allow them to conform. So this is why these messages, these subliminal things, are done in such a way where, one, the best way for us to show it to folks that are not conscious to a degree is to put it right there in their face and tell them it's entertainment and just totally turn a blind eye to it. And then when you look at it, right when your brain is saying, wait a minute, is this right? Did he just say that? Did she just say that? Is this what I'm really seeing? You know, the brain is trying to tell you something's wrong, but you're trying to justify why it's wrong. I'm going to share a lot of history with you in a short period of time, you know, while we're on the air. All right, a lot of people still realize, yes, we did lose a great artist, you know, when Michael Jackson was taken from us. And I'm going to say taken from us because I don't think he died of natural causes. I really think there was more to it than what was said. We know that. We know that now because it was too many other things that was being done. And it's been on record, you know. You can say what you want. They made a lot of stink about Mike because of the fact that Mike would no longer comply to do the music that they wanted him to do. I want you to think about this for just a second. The ones that put you on are the very ones that take you out if you refuse to do what they want you to do with the gift that God has given you. Because they are conforming that gift to something other than what it was designed to do. Unwillingly, keep in mind, unwillingly, a lot of people take those gifts. They misuse them. They don't quite understand what the purpose and plan is, so these things hover around you. Now, I want you to go all the way back to the beginning. If God gave you the talent to influence people through your music, and you do that, but then in the midst of you creating, enlightening, encouraging, and reaching people for righteousness, you're doing it to perpetuate other shit, other stuff that's not of you, that is not of the plan that you were designed to do. Internally, you're going to have a struggle. Externally, you're going to have a struggle. I can name numerous artists, but I'm just going to throw a date out here so that way I won't get in any trouble tonight. You know, for those that really kind of know what's been going on from this side of the fence, don't take my word for it. I want you to look at the date 25th. The 25th of every month is very significant, especially when it comes to artists. The 25th of every month and the 11th of every month is very significant. The reason why is because 11 and 25 represents a certain number. Of course, those that got the books and don't want to tell everybody really what the business is, 11 to 25 also is very symbolic. 11 represents the number of knowledge, infinite knowledge. But it's what you do with that knowledge. The 25th is basically a date that that's not a mystical date. That's just something that was created or coincidence. It's very significant. It's no coincidence that we had Michael Jackson that died on the 25th, Lisa Left Eye that died on the 25th, Aaliyah that died on the 25th. The list goes on and on and on. Nobody is talking about why, when, how did it happen, what really happened. But it's all in our face. The key to it is they say they go in threes. That means that anytime you have somebody that's very popular that dies of some sort of, you know, tragic death or whatever case may be, I'll even throw James Brown. James Brown died on the 25th. I mean, the list goes on and on. What I'm trying to say, and without getting in any trouble, for all my real listeners and all my trill niggas out there that really know what I'm saying, is that these signs are planted significantly in certain places for us to look at it, say, wow, and keep it moving. While on the other hand, there's some other shit that's happening. I made a point last week to point out what happened because on the 11th, this is when Obama made his announcement, and people slept on it only because they don't quite understand what this means. All right? 11:25. That's all the hints I'm going to give you on that. What was said on the 11th, by the 25th of this month, it already going to come to pass. And come the first of next month, if you ain't plugged in the way you should be, woe be it to you. But preparations are being made. I'm speaking on the artist's behalf because down the pipeline, too many people right now that are in, a lot of folks want out. I'll use Loon, for example. Loon right now has already went public with the announcement that he's now practicing Islam. The whole reason for that is he feels that under the umbrella of Islam, he can be protected. That way he can come out and really share the truth on a lot of stuff that he was not allowed to say because he has other people that share in his vision. I don't knock him for what he's doing. I totally understand it. I totally believe in what he's doing. But it's totally, it's a contrary to what people, what the media is going to portray it. My man DMX, for example. They got DMX on all type of probation, parole violations, this, that, and the other, cocaine charges, gun possession. You know, the minute he started to speak out against the industry is when their job is to destroy his image, the very image that he put out there. Now, as long as he was doing movies like Belly and as long as he was doing what he was doing, it was okay. But the minute he became self-conscious, self-aware, and influenced others because of who he is, it became a problem. I'm going to go deep with you now. A lot of people that's on the in want out, but there's just as many folks that want in than the ones that, you know, that are trying to get out. And we have to make this perfectly clear. That everything happens for a reason. The yin and the yang. Balance. You got to have one in order to have the other. Now, this next clip that I'm going to play is going to pretty much sum up what's going to happen and where we stand. Now, this next gentleman, his name is Peter Stinch. Now, for those who don't know Peter Stinch, Peter Slinch is what they call him. I'm going to just give you a little background on Peter. Peter plays devil advocate in the aspect of just when it comes to the world of finance, to, you know, government, politics, and so forth. Peter has a lot of influence in Wall Street. Peter has a lot of influence in government. Peter, though, has a gift of gab. But the great thing about Peter is that he's very transparent. Then you can see right through him in terms of exactly what he's saying. I want you to listen very carefully to what this debt ceiling is, what is being portrayed as, and what's going to happen. And I don't have to repeat myself. You can go back to all our archive episodes. I've ran the clip when they talked about the Amaro and everything else. I want you to understand really where all this is going. But my man Peter Stinch, now this right here was released on the Associated Press, but for some ungodly reason it was never aired here in the United States. But, you know, that's why we got Where They Do That Radio, because we want to know where we're doing it at. We want to know where everybody's doing it at. So pretty much, I'm going to drop this clip on you. I'm going to give you the business, and I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to understand and know what the business is. So check this out.
Well, the big question, the million-dollar question, is the United States 3 weeks away from financial collapse? Well, we don't know, but that's what some argue the U.S. is getting closer to with its failure to raise the country's $14.3 trillion debt ceiling. Now, despite another week of failed debt talks between lawmakers, President Obama had a press conference today, and he is still pushing for a big long-term solution. Here's what he said.
I'm happy to consider all options, all alternatives that they're looking at. The things that I will not consider are a 30-day or a 60-day or a 90-day or 180-day temporary stopgap resolution to this problem. This is the United States of America, and you know, we don't manage our affairs in three-month increments. We don't risk U.S. default on our obligations because we can't put politics aside.
This coming from officials who haven't been able to put politics aside in missing past deadlines and who are trying to agree on all of this, a big plan to tackle the deficit just 3 weeks before default. International investors such as the Chinese and ratings agencies, we've already seen them concerned. Obama and many other lawmakers say Washington needs to raise the debt ceiling, period. But what happens if it doesn't? Well, Peter Schiff, president of Euro-Pacific Capital, joins us now. He can help us try and make sense of all this. Peter, now you, for one, we've talked about this before. You are one that argues for lower corporate taxes in this country. That's something we've seen Republicans want in this negotiation over the scope of it. And also, you have said that the government needs to rein in its deficits, which is something that both Democrats and Republicans seem to want on this deal. So my question for you is, would you risk the U.S. defaulting on its debt in order to achieve some of these principles?
First of all, I think this is a ruse. I mean, the fact that we're talking about default at all merely proves that default is inevitable eventually. The only question is, what form does the default take, and when does it happen? But, you know, if the president was really concerned about default, if Congress was concerned about default, what they would be saying is, don't worry, there is no way we will stop making payments on our debt. We will cut everything else first. We'll cut Social Security. We'll cut Medicare. We will prioritize interest payments and principal payments on the national debt. If they said that, then default wouldn't be a risk. They only want to use the specter of default so that they can have a justification for raising the debt ceiling. The reality is, the best thing that we can do for this country is not raise the debt ceiling. And, you know, maybe if Congress votes down a debt ceiling increase, the stock market might sell off, just like the way it sold off when the Congress originally rejected the TARP. But that was the right thing to do, and oftentimes the markets make the wrong move in a knee-jerk reaction. But if you really are concerned about deficit spending, which I am, mm-hmm. The only way to stop it is to stop it dead in its tracks. So these are just excuses, you know, that the government is making. And first of all, we have precedents for default. We defaulted in 1971. You know, if you owned a U.S. Treasury bond in 1970, for every $35 you had, the United States government promised to give you 1 ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then we defaulted on that promise. We told our creditors, we are not going to give you any gold for your treasuries. And there was a catastrophic result. It was the 1970s. It was runaway stagflation. The price of oil went up tenfold because we defaulted on that promise.
Well, here's my question to you now. What would happen if we did default? Because people really don't know what would happen in this situation, in this current economy, and where the United States relies on people to buy U.S. treasuries. I want to play a little bit of what the president said the effect would be on American people possibly today at the press conference. Let's listen to that first.
If you said to the American people, is it a good idea for the United States not to pay its bills and potentially create another recession that could throw millions of more people out of work, I feel pretty confident I can get a majority on my side on that one. And that's the fact. If we don't raise the debt ceiling and we see a crisis of confidence in the markets and suddenly interest rates are going up significantly, and everybody is paying higher interest rates on their car loans, on their mortgages, on their credit cards, and that's sucking up a whole bunch of additional money out of the pockets of American people, I promise you, they won't like that.
So another recession, interest rates going higher across the board for Americans. Are these consequences that you see being the consequences of a default if the United States doesn't reach an agreement to raise the debt ceiling?
No. We're going to another recession regardless here. I mean, I think we're still in the depression. But default is not an automatic consequence of not raising the debt ceiling. The government is collecting over $2 trillion a year in taxes. I think the interest payments on the national debt are approximately $300 billion a year. I'm not sure the exact number. But we have roughly 10 times the money we need. So the only way we will default on our obligations right now, we might do it eventually, but the only way we're going to default on them in August is if Congress and the president choose to do that, because there is plenty of money. And, you know, it's the statements that President Barack Obama is making right now, that's what's threatening our economy, because he is telling bondholders that they are the low man on the totem pole.
I hear what you're saying. How is he, if he's saying that, you know, if everybody is saying that the debt ceiling has to be raised, the U.S. cannot default, isn't that reassure markets?
No, he's not reassuring anybody. He is telling our creditors, the minute we cannot borrow any more money, we will stop paying back the money we've already borrowed. You see, the debt ceiling is about a self-imposed borrowing limit. But what happens when our creditors impose a lending limit? What happens when China says, I don't want to lend you any more money? Then we've already told them what happened. Then we're going to default. Then we're not going to pay back any of the money that you've already loaned us.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying to the whole world, this is a gigantic Ponzi scheme. What the president should be saying, what Congress should be saying is, we will honor our debts. Don't worry at all. There is no chance of default. We will make cuts in other spending. But that's not what we're saying. We are telling our creditors that people who get Social Security checks are more important than people who buy U.S. Treasuries.
Aren't they? Are they? Are they? Are Americans who rely on Social Security more important to America than bondholders that are investors in U.S. debt?
Well, of course they are. And they're more important to politicians because foreigners don't vote. That's why they should not be saying this. This is very dangerous for the president to admit how weak the position is for our foreign creditors, that we will cast them aside the minute paying interest on the debt conflicts with making Social Security payments. You know, when the dollar was backed by gold, when we promised to pay gold, people knew they would always get value for their treasuries because we were going to pay them in gold. But when we defaulted in 1971, you know, we don't promise to pay anything of value. So the only thing that gives treasuries value is the belief that we are going to have a sound monetary policy. But basically what the president is saying is, no, the minute we have a problem, you're not going to get any money, or we're just going to create massive inflation and you're not going to get any purchasing power.
I want to bring in a little bit of the global situation as we see it today, because today we see a demand for the dollar. We see the dollar rising amid concerns over the Eurozone, now fresh concerns over a sovereign debt crisis in Italy. You see treasuries have very low yields, below 3%, showing that people, you know, are willing to not get a lot of return on investment in order to hold U.S. treasuries. So does kind of the news in the Eurozone and the bad news coming out of the Eurozone, is that good news for U.S. lawmakers who are dilly-dallying over the debt ceiling no matter what they say?
Well, first of all, it's not the dollar that's rising. It's the euro that is falling. And so it looks like the dollar is rising until you look at the price of gold, which was up strongly today. It hit a record high in terms of euros. It's almost at a record high in terms of dollars. I think it will be at a record high shortly. So, yes, right now the euro to some people looks less ugly than the dollar. That's not how it looks to me. But you're right, we are getting some more rope that we can hang ourselves with, because the world is now focusing more on the problems in Europe and ignoring the greater problems in the United States.
What about going back to the gold standard and what you were saying earlier about that? The Swiss Parliament is one that later this year is expected to talk about creating a gold franc, raising the possibility that Switzerland, that was actually one of the last to abandon the gold standard, could take a step towards returning to it. How would that affect the United States and the Swiss economy?
Well, it would be good for Switzerland. I mean, Switzerland has probably the strongest currency in the world right now and arguably one of the best economies in the world. Low unemployment, strong exports, strong growth. So I think anything that they can do to strengthen their currency will strengthen their economy. And I think that would be a step in the right direction. And I think you can see all around the world, there is a movement to return to real money. I mean, I have a bank that I started, offshore bank called Euro Pacific Bank. And I'm very close to launching the world's first ever gold-backed credit card, Visa card, that my depositors could use to access their gold bullion. And I think this is a trend that is going to continue as people lose confidence in fiat currencies and want to save in real money and transact in real money.
Would it have any impact on the United States?
Well, I think anything that diminishes the appeal of the dollar is going to impact the United States. Because remember, our economy in America right now is based on printing money that costs us nothing and then using it to buy all the resources and all the goods that the rest of the world produces at great cost. And so anything that shines a light on the fact that, you know, we're just counterfeiting money, and anything that looks more appealing than the dollar diminishes our ability to pull off this scam.
Mm-hmm. And really quickly, just to go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the conversation, because I just want to get an answer, because you said that the United States wouldn't actually default if it doesn't raise the debt ceiling, that there are options for the U.S. to pay the people that it owes. So in the situation where the United States doesn't raise the debt ceiling, do you think that what needs to happen is to pay creditors and feel the pain at home? I mean, what is the scenario you would actually look for?
Ultimately, my advice for the U.S. is going to be the same that I'm giving for, you know, Greece right now, or Ireland for that matter. We can't pay in full. Let's just acknowledge it. You see, what's going to happen eventually is U.S. interest rates are going to rise. They're not going to be zero forever. They're going to rise sharply, just like they're rising right now in Italy, just like they rose in Greece and Ireland. And when interest rates go up, we cannot pay. It doesn't matter whether we raise the debt ceiling. We can eliminate the debt ceiling. Nobody is going to want to lend to us, and we're not going to be able to afford it anyway because the interest payments are going to be so hard. So eventually, in order to avoid massive inflation, we are going to have to restructure the debt. We are going to have to cut back on what we pay in principal and interest. And, yes, I think that's better than imposing massive austerity on the American economy so we can pay off our foreign creditors.
I think
our foreign creditors ultimately deserve to lose money because they're stupid enough to buy all these treasuries, and the government is using all that money to undermine the U.S. economy.
And would you accept that correction happening on August 2nd if the United States didn't raise its debt ceiling, and with all the talk that the U.S. has given of defaulting, would you accept that scenario?
Well, if the Congress really dug in their heels and said, we are not going to have any more debt, and we're going to restructure the debt, and we're going to allow the economy to restructure. We're going to cut government spending dramatically so that we can – and, yes, I would love to see that happen. I mean, that's not what I'm betting on. I own a lot of gold because I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there's any chance that politicians will do the right thing. That's why my money is on the fact that they will do the wrong thing, which is raise the debt ceiling and keep on borrowing and printing money until they collapse the dollar.
All right, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you so much, Peter Schiff. As always, a pleasure. He is president of Euro-Pacific Capital.
Yo, now real talk, let me just sum this up so everybody really understand what we're talking about here. In last week's broadcast, I acknowledged the fact that move point, but a very valid point. The U.S. dollar is backed by debt. And the minute this debt becomes a point where we can no longer pay the interest back, this entire system collapses. As a backup plan, they've already implemented a new currency called the Amero. Now, the Amero is being very spoken very highly all across the world except for here in the United States. Why? Because we live here, and we realize that come next month, everything that we own, everything that we have is going to be worth 2 cents on the fucking dollar. It's going to be mass hysteria in the street. But what has got people's attention is the fact that those that rely on Social Security benefits, those that rely on state assistance, those that rely on certain things may be subject to not receiving their benefits on time or may not receive it next month. Just that alone is enough to make you want to stand up, like my man Southpaw say, and holler. It should make you want to understand more about really what the fuck is going on around you. Now, let me make it perfectly clear for you. August the 2nd, August the 3rd, less than 30 days away. If they are already saying that they are looking to raise a debt ceiling, they're doing this, they're doing that, they already got a plan to do it. It's just a matter of just how you're going to digest it and operate. And I know out of the 22 million people that are listening, those that are here in the United States, 80% of the listeners right now have no financial plan in place that if this happens, what they're going to do and where they're going to go. And this is a problem. A huge problem. What you hear Mr. Peter Stinch talks about in terms of money and real money is just that. It cost us nothing to print this sheet of $100 bills, less than 17 cents. And if this is the standard and nobody else wants it because nobody's paying it back, we can print as much of this shit as we want. That means it's only worth the paper that it's printed on. There is no more standard. Now, the Amero will become the standard. But that doesn't mean that you will get the adequate value. They're saying 2 cents on the dollar. So let's just break that down. I want you to just fathom that for a second. If you got $20,000 in your bank that you've saved over the last 10, 15 years, that will reduce your savings from $20,000 to less than $200. That's what you'll be worth. Think about that. They ain't talking about making shit cheaper. All right. The argument, now, I want you to read between the lines. The argument is politicians are upset because they can't play ball anymore. Think about that. They said they should just not pay the folks that are put into Social Security and pay off the foreign debt that they owe. The argument is Obama is trying to make everybody responsible. But certain people don't want to be responsible. Because the argument, the ugly truth that nobody wants to talk about is that the ones that are responsible for paying this national deficit back is not government. It's me and you. For every person that has a check in their savings account, that signature card that you signed, is part of a 22-page contract that made me and you and every United States citizen responsible for paying back this national deficit. And when that comes out in the press, when that comes out in the media, when you're sitting across the table and they're explaining this bullshit to you, you realize that it's real. I'm saying we don't have a lot of time to figure this shit out. And yes, there are alternatives to salvaging and making good on this situation. But who's going to give you that information? I'm going to take a caller right quick. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what the business is. This is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Caller, the last 4 digits of your number is 2759. You're definitely live on Where They Do That at Radio. Who we got checking in?
What's good, J Dog? It's your boy Spike.
How you doing, man? I'm chopping it up, bringing the pain, man. What's up? What's good with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm listening. I'm listening. I take it that you are one of my inputs that you put me on.
Okay. Cool. What's up? That's
okay.
What's up.
All right. The first thing was the national deficit. And raising it. You know, I'm not a politician and I'm not a Wall Street scholar. You see what I'm saying? But it's all a monopoly. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's been a monopoly ever since we've become a country, if you will. You see what I'm saying?
If
let's just say on August 2nd, August 3rd, that the ceiling is not raised, we wouldn't even know about it for a while. You see what I'm saying? As far as it hitting our pockets. You understand what I'm saying? Now I heard what the guy said, and I heard what you said. You know what I mean? But the reality of the situation is that the Fed would have to deal with it more so than we would before it trickled down to us. You understand what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the Fed controls the currency as well as the debt.
There you go. Exactly.
Now, as far as us paying for that, that's no question. The taxpayers will always pay. You understand what I'm saying? It was put in place whenever they made up that crazy ass constitutions that the taxpayers will always make sure that the United States.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? is taken care of. You know what I mean? Look, I'm cool with paying Social Security. I'm cool with paying for good roads, for schools and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the taxpayer will have to pay the national debt. And the reason why is because that's just the way it is. I mean, you can call it the powers that be. You can call it the fucking Illuminati. You can call it the government. You see what I'm saying? But if we don't pay taxes, this country will not run correctly.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a valid point. That's a valid point. The barometer that people have to keep in mind. All right, the checks and balances have not run right since this whole thing been set in motion. Not at all. And it's like, okay, the facade right now is this. Okay, for so long we've been told, go to school, get a good job, get a retirement, and you'll be taken care of. All right, I'm in an age. I'm less than 40, so I'm a way past drawing. You know, I got a little ways to go before I can ever see any of the Social Security money I put into this thing. But I have family members. I have people that I know that rely on their Social Security benefits to live. And the minute it comes down to a point where the debt that has to be raised jeopardizes the frequency of how you're going to be paid. It's like being punched in the face. And it's like, from personal experience, I received a letter from my father-in-law. My stepfather, he gets benefits as well. And we got a letter, a three-page letter from our United States government, Social Security Administration. And it said, and this was before, now check out the flaw shit in this. This was before, the letter was dated July 10th. July 11th is when Obama went on the air and made it perfectly clear what was having to happen. But on July 10th, the letter was postmarked July 10th, which means they mailed it on the 9th. So I ain't stupid.
Yeah.
All right. They mailed the shit out, and it said, I quote, Social Security benefits are subject to deregulation. There are a lot of things that's being done with Social Security, Medicaid, the list goes on and on. So they are forcing you, if you get a paper check, to now use a bank account. And if you don't have a bank account, your checks are subject to be delayed. Now let's back up. Those that don't have, it got deep. You know, the thing that bothered me so much in terms of, okay, well, we got to get a checking account, this, that, and the other. The thing that bothered me the most is that regardless of whether you have paper checks or direct deposit, the August 3rd payout for those that receive their benefits on the 1st and the 3rd may and will be delayed.
Yeah.
When it first hit, it was like, wow, okay. All right, now when you say delay, how long are we talking? You know, is it going to get it at the 15th of the month? Are they going to get it at the end of the month? Let us know so we can make arrangements for what needs to be done. The kicker is this.
It's a delay.
Go ahead.
It's a delay. My bad for cutting you off, Jay, but it's a delay in the sense of, okay, they're just how could I say it? They're telling people to go ahead and buckle down and maybe get ready. You see what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, like you said, you got to pay attention to all the signs or whatever. So nobody's not used to government scare tactics.
That's right. There you go.
I mean, not that we're not used to it. You see what I'm saying? But it's not a shocker to us. You know what I mean? When the government puts scare tactics out there. But then you look at, all right, you live in GA, I live in GA. You look at the Hope Scholarship. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
They're cutting funds on the Hope Scholarship.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? You look at, you take all the war veterans, if you want to go as far as back as Vietnam War, you want to go to the Iraq War, or you want to go to this war now. We have so many veterans that go overseas for so many years, fight for their life on the line, make it back home, and they're flipping burgers. Why is that?
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying? Why is that? Like I said before, it's all a monopoly. You understand what I'm saying? And the government has borrowed from different countries, and it's quote-unquote home country, as in, and I mean when I'm talking about Europe, for as long as we have been in existence.
That's right.
I'm saying, as long as we have been in existence, we have borrowed from Australia, we have borrowed from Germany after we took them down. China, I mean, come on now. Everything, every time you turn around, you're looking at something's made in China, something's made in China, something's made in China.
There you go.
And so at the end of the day, after so much borrowing, but you ain't paying nothing back, you understand what I'm saying? Then it's okay, yes, no doubt, then we will be put in a certain situation. But like you just said and like the homeboy just said, we have more than enough money to take care of it. What's the name of the new currency that's supposed to be coming out that you were talking about?
Exactly.
The
euro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That just sounds crazy. And I mean, to be honest with you, it sounds a little scary too. You see what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, Go ahead.
This is the deal. It's kind of like before it gets to that point, there are certain things that we all can do. The thing that alarms me the most is that for some reason, the thing that we're waiting to hear, if we keep sitting around waiting for us to hear it before we can all act, you're never going to hear it. They're not. This is the deal. I admire, and you're gonna, and everybody's on the line, you know, for all my, you know, I'm kudos for what I'm going to say right here, because y'all made a lot of people mad. But I admire the effort of our President and Commander-in-Chief, President Obama. I admire his commitment and his integrity. The problem I have is that there are certain things that we as a culture have to hear. You know, we was talking about being blunt last night. There's certain things that you got to just say to certain people bluntly so they really get what the business is. Change, that was kind of blunt, but that was kind of a frivolous, you know, change went from, okay, what are we going to change? You know, all right, we got a new president, so, you know, we're going to get reparation. We're going to get, no, it's going to change, meaning our entire system is changing. And, you know, he was placed in this position, so this change can transition without a certain level of resistance. Look at where we're going with this. They are anticipating a level of resistance. They're looking for folks to protest in the street. They're looking for folks to do that. That's what you're supposed to do when you're not pleased with what's happening. But it's too late right now. We should have done this 18 months ago. It's too late for us to jot, like, you know, blame this person for that, blame that person for that. It's too late for that. Right now, if you don't have a 24-month plan in place on making two times the income that you're making now to keep the same standard of living, you got to reevaluate your game plan. And
well, the grind is a must. The grind is always a must. But, I mean, 9 years ago, when Bush the second, you see what I'm saying, was in there, you should have realized that. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
When he cut taxes for the rich, you see what I'm saying, and raised them on us. You understand what I'm saying? That's profitable. A lot of people don't realize that. War is very profitable. True enough, Saddam, you see what I'm saying? You know, let me go ahead and put this out there. I have a whole lot of Arabic brothers, you see what I'm saying? I definitely, being from Philadelphia, you know what I mean? I'm definitely, you know, as far as Muslims go, you know what I mean? Like, I have nothing but love for them. But I'm not going to lie and say Saddam didn't need to be taken down. You see what I'm saying? But they didn't go over there. They went over there for oil because they're sitting on the ocean of it.
You
understand what I'm saying? And because war is profitable. Now, the thing about it is their profits from the war didn't come to the states. The profits from the war to the pockets.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And then what we do after that is, okay, we take all our factory jobs, we take all our manufacturing jobs, and we send them overseas.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? That's why we are in the economic crunch that we are in at this point in time. And for anybody to assume that in 4 to 5 years at any president. I don't give a damn if it's Barack, if it's Abraham Lincoln reincarnate, you understand what I'm saying, or whoever it is, for anybody to think that we are going to get out this mess within 4 or 5 years, that's just foolish.
That's right. It's foolishness. Exactly. It is a false sense of thinking. And it's like, again, you know, people from all walks of life, I will say this. Too many times we've been told the sky's falling, the sky's falling. And then when the sky didn't quite fall like how they were saying it, we just assumed that the sky wasn't going to fall. It's just going to just stay up. That's just something that they do, a scare tactic to do what needs to be done. Now, I only add to the equation this is that I understand what the motivation is for what they're doing. I just want my people to understand that in the capacity of what they're doing, what we all must do to be in preparation for. I don't think that we can afford to wait till after August to now figure out, okay, well, now that this happened, what am I going to do? Because this is their plan. Their plan is this. All right, they reached a decision. They implement the euro. Of course, everybody's not going to be in the capacity to take the euro because, keep in mind, these bondholders are the ones that's making all this noise to start with. The ones that's holding these treasury notes and bonds and CDs and stuff like that, these are the ones that are making the most noise because they do not want the small guy to be helped. And they're saying we're the ones that's holding something that is backed by something. So it's going to be a compromise of a magnitude that I don't think – it's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It will stop some of the bleeding, but it won't fix the problem. I do not think that if you introduce another currency at this stage in the area, most people right now don't own their own businesses. They work 9-to-5s. They work in 2 9-to-5s just to make ends meet. And when you put these people in a position where their currency is no longer worth 2 cents on the dollar than what they already had, you have put them in a very compromising position. All right, now, yes, you got programs. You got all this. Now, keep in mind, the money is fucking worthless, if, just like you just said, if nobody's paying this debt back. The bondholders don't want it. The bondholders ain't paying it back. The foreign nations don't want it. So they're going to give it to me and you. Now, keep in mind, me and you are now in a program where – now, this is the point. Now, this is why they cut me off last week. I'm going to say this. I'm in my extended hour, and I'm going to go ahead and get off the air before they try to send me some more threat mail. But what they're saying is there is money on the other side if you choose to be a personal tax holder or a business tax holder. If you stay a personal tax holder, I'm going to totally be blunt with you. The shit is not going to get any better anytime soon. If you decide right now, you know what, well, fuck it. If I can't go out and get a job that's going to keep ends on the table, then my grind now has got to step into a level. I got to get me my own business. I got to do something. So what the fuck I do about that? Well, today, if you go to SBA.gov right now, don't take my word for it, go to the website. They have introduced 15 brand new, non-recourse loans, grants for startup businesses because they understand the business owner is the one that's going to create these jobs. Now, when they come on the air and really say it in that way, like, look, if you want to keep your same standard of living, you got to roll up your sleeves and do what everybody else is doing, meaning that you're going to have to go in business for yourself. And you're going to have to create additional income to create commerce. Other than that, you're going to be a person that's going to be placed into a program where you're going to receive a certain level of assistance. And trust me, the assistance that you're going to be receiving, it's not going to be like you're going to have any extra to do a lot of the shit that you're doing right now. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be that way. But they're not, you know, but see, that also creates a certain level of not say hysteria, but that also creates a certain level of awareness on the flip side of what's being done. Everybody here in the United States wants to believe that our economy is rock solid. No matter what we do to it, we bounce back. But the sad part of it is it only bounced back when we was backed by a standard. It hasn't bounced back since they removed that gold standard away from it. And everybody else around the world has said, fuck that. We going back to a standard. Because this paper shit ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, fun fact, just for the people that are listening, fun fact for y'all, you know what I mean? The money is really printed up on cotton. I mean, you know, that's just a fun fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and you know, that right there. Say what, bro?
I said, that's real. I'm glad you brought that up because that is real. That is real.
You know what I mean? And, you know, shit, cotton ain't got no value no more, does it? Or does it not? You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing. And, I mean, you know, that's the whole thing as far as, like, when you get into the whole Illuminati thing and the powers that be and all that. You know what I mean? You really have to pay attention to it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You really have to pay attention to it, and you really have to look and see what's going on. You always think outside the box. You know what I mean? Fuck, look. People told me a long time ago, believe none of what you hear and act what you see.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So your thing is, like you're talking about, you know what I mean, as far as like the 11th day, that's being infinite knowledge, you know what I mean, or knowledge itself as some people use it. You have to go look for knowledge itself. Don't just sit there and listen to what your grandparents and what your aunt and uncles told you. You see what I'm saying? Look for knowledge itself. You know what I mean? Don't listen to what your college teacher told you. You know what I mean? You dissect what they told you, then you find your own understanding and your own meaning.
That's right. That's right. Because that is the key.
But a lot of people want to do that. You know what I mean? A lot of people are lazy. They're lazy thinkers. So they let other people think for them.
Exactly. And that's dangerous. That is dangerous because I'm trying to tell you, the folks that are doing the thinking right now, trust me, their goals are not exactly they're probably not going to be the same goals that you guys said. That's just being blunt. It's kind of like, well, we almost want to say, well, damn, all right, what do we do from this point? Well, the solution is very simple in this capacity. You have to be aware and understand and know that there's two sides to every story. And all right, now, if they're trying, and it's not, I'm not even going to use the word try anymore because it's here. You know, I got guys, you know, without really revealing my sources. I'm going to say it this way. I know for a fact that a transition was done in order to prepare for this backlash. Now, how the backlash is going to be taken, unfortunately, because just like you just said, we both here in the GA, the Georgia state, the Peach State, one of the last fucking states to goddamn get their shit together and still trying to get their shit together. There's no coincidence. Even here in this state, what was proposed was we delay a certain level of assistance in order to recap taxes. But the flip side of it was like, wait a minute, all right? You remember at the beginning of the year when Obama introduced the Recovery Act? And under the Recovery Act, every check that he sent to every state, he made every state responsible for it. So that way you can trace it through the website. He'll say he sent $10 million to repair a highway or a road. He'll tell you where he sent it. And you can see what they did with it. Now, let me share some real inside information with you. If you go to recovery.com right now, there was 82 grants and 45 loans that was given to this state of Georgia. The 45 loans have not been paid, and the other grants, all those grants, 30% of them actually was doing what they're supposed to be doing. So somebody pocketed the money, but no work has been done. You know, they're doing it now, piece by piece, the ones that are under sanction, but for the money that this received, somebody pocketed. The politicians at the top, I'm just talking state government, for example. The politicians at the top are saying, well, you know, we need to do this. We need to do that. We got to hire this person. We got to elect this person. Whole bunch of bullshit. But, all right, they received the money. No work got done. Now, I learned in the Navy a long time ago that rats leave a sinking ship. And I also learned that if someone sends money to someone that they were supposed to do some work and they didn't do some work, but they can justify why it hadn't been done, it's some bullshit in the game. Some major boost, and this is what's disturbing. They're not asking the states to chip in to pay for this deficit. That's right. They're asking me, and you and my stepfather and every other citizen that relies on Social Security Administration to make ends meet to pay this. And I think there's something fucking wrong with that whole scenario. Unfortunately, just like you said, this is the truth. It was done before we got here. We just have to now decide which way we're going to go with it. I don't.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think that a change of power is happening. You see what I'm saying? I think that the ideology that was set in place, let's say, in 1600 and something over here,
uh-huh.
I think that slowly but surely is being changed. Because the people that, like, and you know, I mean, I guess you could say old Caucasian people, if you will, old white people, whatever, they're really not in power anymore, from what we know.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? From what we know. And if you do have, let's just say we do have a nation of Obamas and a nation of Asian Americans and a nation of Haitian Americans. You understand what I'm saying? And everybody is willing to work together. Now, of course, the power that has always been in place, of course, that power is going to fight back. And
that
power is going to do anything in its power to make sure that the way it has things set in place does not change. For the simple fact that you have so many people willing to change, willing to work, willing to do this for this county, willing to do this for this city. I mean, you got to think about it. Barack sent money to states, period, point blank. That's all he did. He signed a check and said, here, you need to fix something in your state? Go do that. When the last time we had a president do that, for real?
That's right.
That was unheard of, man.
Exactly. It was virtually unheard of. I mean, even in Kennedy's presidency, he did more in his presidency with just, you know, pumping money into each state than any other president combined. The thing that is so unnerving is that, okay, because keep in mind, when he passed out the checks, he did bail out the banks because the monetary system, which is the Federal Reserve, is not a government entity. That's right.
He had to, and it was like, all right, and he warned.
He said, look, there is government, and then there's government. There's branches of government, even as me as president, that I can't control. I can only do what I'm told to do. He told me, you know, and this was like, should have been a bell clap that rang in our ear. All right, damn, you know, he's the man for the job, and he can definitely get shit done. But at the same token, he can only do what he's allowed to do. And so it's like the lesser of two evils. It's like, okay, you're being led to the guillotine. You're either going to be hung or shot. Take your pick. And you're like, fuck, that's a hell of a fucking choice. Hung or shot. Well, if I got to choose, I guess I'd rather be shot than hung or vice versa. I'm just saying, either one of them, I would have a whole problem with that whole conversation because I don't want either one. But we're in this situation where we got to pick the lesser of two evils. And so Obama has been very charismatic and very elegant in the way he answered the questions and done what he's done since he's been in office to make us choose the lesser of two evils, the greater of two evils, so to speak. But at the end of the day, the alternative, he is not allowed to talk about. Now, he has went on a rampage. He's one of the most popular presidents that's in existence. He's on Facebook more than a lot of the artists on Where They Do That Radio. He is there. On Twitter, on Facebook, he's on YouTube. He's doing all these things for a reason. And it's because the way we live and the way we operate and how information passes from one to another and how the ideas are created gets to a position where, you know, eventually somebody's going to – it's going to spark certain people to really start to look at things. Media, not saying their hands are tied because they're not. It's just that what creates the most ratings, you know. They can take a story about Obama's, you know, ethnic background and run that shit for 3 or 4 weeks to a month. But when it talks about what's coming up in the horizon, They give you 1, 2, 3 days of a little bit of information, and then you got to go search all around the world to really find out what's happening here. That's the sad part. In order for you to know really, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, if you really want to know what's going on with the United States, don't look at what we what's being printed here. Just go around the world. Just look at what's out there around the world about what's going on here, and you'll find out real quick what the business is. You know what I'm saying? I got to get off the air because I'm going to say it like this. Pretty much the way it goes, I got a lot of stuff that's definitely getting ready to pop up. I appreciate everybody definitely interacting with us. This is Where They Do To That Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm going to bring Miss Redbreed back right quick. Miss Redbreed, you still there? Miss Redbreed. Yo, 9080, you still there?
I'm here, Jay.
You here, man? Real talk, man. Yeah. Y'all still rock Kool-Aid Kush, man?
Man, we about to go for round two. Yeah, man.
Y'all finna go for round two.
We had to fuck pizza up real quick. I mean, we heard what you were saying and shit. We had our little hot moments, our little fun times and shit, but, I mean, reality came on the radio and shit. Had to, you know, settle down. That shit was good because I was actually focused. Like, when you fro-fro, when you smoke drink times, well, basically exotic, the good shit, you focus. Like, you focus on whatever you're doing. So I was really listening in and just focusing and shit. And I'll be focusing everywhere. I'll be on the internet looking up shit. A lot of shit going on. Yep.
That's right. It's a lot of shit that people, it's a lot of shit that's going on a lot of people don't know. And this is what we're here for, to definitely bring the pain and definitely bring folks to the level of awareness that they need to be, man. Real talk. August the 2nd, August the 3rd, man. Yo, all I'm saying is, man, where will you be? What you'll be doing? What's your game plan? You know, like you've been hearing, you know, if you're about getting your money, then, you know, definitely you need to stay tuned for the next couple of broadcasts. We're going to definitely, you know, they're going to really hate me at the end of the day. I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you, man. Right now I can't leave my career without security, man. That's just real talk. But they really going to hate me after this because, you know, there's a plan and there's some things that we can definitely do. All I'm saying is if you want to know, go to www.sba.gov. Go to www.recovery.gov. Now, these websites, SBA is public sites, but there's back office information in there that is detrimental. And if you can't find what you're looking for, you can go to www.tbtaradio.webly.com. Go there tomorrow about 8 a.m. in the morning. I'll have all of the detrimental stuff on pretty much a survival game plan on what you need to do to get your paper right. Real talk, this is what they don't want us to talk about because, you know, they can use a scare tactic to scare us into a point of submission where we will just pick what they're giving us. But that ain't the answer. I mean, just like we were saying with the Coca-Cola, man, you know, if that shit is poison, why the fuck we going to drink it?
We don't
want it. You know, that's the solution is you don't pick what they're giving you. You take what's there. You know, what's there is the opportunity. But definitely, I'm going to shed some light on that, man. I appreciate everybody definitely calling in, chiming in, doing what you do. This is the Urban Experience like never before. You know what I'm saying? We definitely took you for a ride on the wild side. I want everybody to realize, man, yo, as long as I got breath in my body, I will be here. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You can hit me up at 347-934-0318. You already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind on Where They Do To That Radio. Peace.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.